another Blurry Hysteria.
I'm shooting my six shooters in the air. Yeehaw!
You, Brent. What's up?
Oh, not enough. I'll tell you that right now. It's cold.
Yeah.
It's rainy. Gotten snow a couple times now, so I hate the world. I'm about to eat my weight in pizza and then try to sleep through the winter and see how that treats me.
Wow. That sounds amazing, actually.
thanks for the makers of NyQuil. Come.
Just a shitload of pizza.
Yeah. Hibernation. Vic's Hyperquill.
That sounds amazing to me, though. That the weather, the pizza, man.
Everything about your depression sounds amazing.
I'm at half-mast right now, I'm telling you what.
I saw somebody posted on Facebook, it's like their kid said to him, it's like, oh, I want to be an adult so bad. They're like, why? He's like, I can sleep in every day if I want to. I can eat whatever I want. No one can yell at me. I can never take a shower. And they're like, sweetie, you're describing depression.
I mean, that's pretty accurate. Pretty accurate, not gonna lie.
And it's great.
looking forward to throwing my back out by looking at the ice cream container wrong. And
but yeah, so that's my world. Lisa's getting ready. I was just telling you this before we started. Lisa's getting ready to have her. She had LASIK years ago. She's getting ready to have her second round as like a touch up many years later. So that'll be fun because they have to do what's called PRK, where they cut her eyeballs. And you don't really see real well for a week or so. So I'm sure there will be no arguments or fights because I'm very, very, a very great nurse for everyone and I don't frustrate anyone.
Yeah.
So got that going for me.
Well, that's nice. I'm getting ready for my tripping.
Your trip abroad, so to speak.
I'm going to try and hit up some, you know, spookily dookilies over there, but I'm not going to make it the focus of the trip. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. But if anything cool happens, I'll let you know.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, maybe you'll get, murdered by a ghost and then you can come and I'll channel you and I'll prosper off of that, you know.
And I'll be coming from the lower fifth dimension at that point. Yeah. And I think you should write my biography just called Murdered by a Ghost. The David Flora story.
Floored by Flora. Nah, that's a working title. We're going to have to work on that a little bit more.
Work harder.
Speaking of working harder, my story this week is someone that's no stranger to working hard. This comes from Huffington Post on November 16th, 2022. So just a day ago at the time of recording, chain-smoking marathoner finishes in under 3.5 hours, and he's done it before. Nicknamed Uncle Chin, the 50-year-old runner finished the race in 574th place, beating nearly 1,000 others. Now, running a marathon is a hell of a feat. Running a marathon in under 3.5 hours is a hell of a feat.
That's insane.
Running it at 50 years old is a hell of a feat. And doing it while chain smoking. That is just... it was the Jing A Zhang Marathon, and I might be butchering that, in somewhere in China. And 3 hours and 28 minutes, according to his official race certificate from race organizers. That is just crazy. His time was nearly an hour faster than the 4 hour 29 minute average finishing time for marathoners worldwide. That comes from a report by Run Repeat. It's they keep those type of tallies from 2021. And there are photos of him. He's in, no surprise, great shape. And he's got a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. And it looks like he has several packs of cigarettes in his pocket. So fun times.
Yeah. At that point, I always say when you get to that point, your lungs are so... made up of tar and nicotine and just, you know, it's all held together by that stuff. So if you stop smoking, you're going to have problems.
Yeah. Other commenters were worried about the effects his secondhand smoke had on other runners.
Yeah.
They were worried that maybe his smoke was choking others and things like that, but it's a gimmick. He did it in 2018. They said he's making it much harder for himself and still having an incredibly, incredibly respectable time. So,
well, my question to you is, do you think he's actually inhaling?
I don't know.
If it's a gimmick, if he knows, you know,
I would assume he's a smoker, but maybe I'm just making assumptions. I don't know. It
leads you to believe that, or at least, you know, that's the first thing you think of, but it just, if he knows he's doing it and you said he's doing it as a gimmick, it just makes me wonder if he's,
but it's such a if weird he's
treating
one.
Him like cigars.
Like, next, like someone's going to like do a, shooting competition blindfolded, it's such a hindrance. I'm trying to think of anything already. Like, all right.
I think that is a thing.
Yeah. The old Annie Oakley, shooting competitions and stuff like that. But yeah, just a weird, weird, weird story that, it's one of those things where like, does someone dare you?
I mean, we're talking about it.
You're right.
Half a
world away is exactly right. Now, granted, he was forced to smoke, and they were government-sanctioned cigarettes, but that's a different story.
Yeah, these are details. You don't need that.
Yeah. What's the name of the brand of cigarettes? Red Scare. Oh, okay, cool. That's
jeez.
Love that toasted flavor.
Yeah, Marlboro really red.
Oh man. Yeah, instead of the Marlboro Man is just one of their soldiers smoking. it's not really, there's not a lot of substance to that story other than it's just fucking crazy. So I wanted to share that one. Let's go to break real quick. When we come back, you can hit us with your World of the Weird story right after this break on Blurry Hysteria. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation, too. So you can, learn how to speak.
And our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, if you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do. And then, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years. And there's over 25 different languages that you can learn. And people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you get speech recognition and it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient. And you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value. And you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use. And both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term. And it's something that it works, and we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get started. For Larry Limited Time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today. Nation, why are so many dogs suffering with health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her own dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health.
And David, that's super important to us because, as you know, my wife and I have two rescue dogs, and they are fantastic. They're so much fun, and they're buttholes, as you know, and that's because all dogs are. That's what makes them so sweet, and we want to make sure that we feed them the best, and that's why we were super excited when Badlands approached us, because that's what we feed them, because we wanted to make sure that we feed them the best. And this was a no-brainer for us because we want to make sure that we are treating the dogs how we would want to be treated. I like to think my dogs would be taking care of me like I'd take care of them, even though I don't feed myself nearly as good of food as I feed them.
That's great. You guys at home can rebutthole your dog. If you go to badlandsfood.com/hysteria and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Yeah, that's right. If you want your dog to experience all the incredible things, and maybe even like mine, non-scratching and back to his butthole self, go to badlandsfood.com/hysteria today.
Well. More stuff that we're going to put in our mouths in this episode.
The Simpsons did it first. I'm just going to tell you right now.
And then Futurama after that.
Yeah, right.
No
right,
toads.
Right.
Yeah. National Park Service begs visitors, please stop licking these psychedelic toads.
Yeah, they're ours, man. That's why we took this job.
You sons of bitches. You son of a bitches. Yeah.
Sounds like Samurai Cop right there.
Apparently, people are going to Sonora. Hey, Sonora. And licking toads, or at least getting the Sonoran Desert Toad, a.k.a. the Colorado River Toad. And
he's got a lot of street names, a.k.a.
A.k.a. Big Trippy, a.k.a. Toad and the Dry Sprocket.
Lord.
They excrete, just like you hear on the televisions, they excrete this potent toxin that can make you sick or be lethal if you handle it or get it in your mouth. But part of that toxin is this hallucinogenic substance called 5-MeO-DMT.
Oh, shit. You said that on a podcast. Now Joe Rogan's just going to bust through the wall.
Yeah, Brent Kool-Aid, pull that man. Shit up real quick. Pull that up.
Oh, yeah.
People are like, well, people at poison control centers are like, look, this can cause severe irritation, pain, tissue damage, numbness of the mouth and throat, and perhaps, well, not perhaps, I guess the worst of all, severe and life-threatening effects on the heart.
Fuck yeah, sign me up. Yeah! Lick that bastard! Plus you're licking a fucking toad.
It includes irregular rhythm of the heart, heart block, reduced blood pressure. Actually, maybe I'll go out there and grab me a toad or two. And cardiac arrest. And they can occur after absorption through the skin. Mm. So here's
just
the thing,
grabbing
too.
Grabbing it is bad, yeah.
Yeah, just grabbing it. But you don't have to grab or lick it to get these. In fact, a lot of people are getting these toads and getting this toxin, getting it into a some kind of substance you can smoke.
So and then running marathons.
The secretions. You chain smoke this and you run a marathon where you're thinking you're running through Asgard, but you're actually in China.
Communist China.
Communist China. Now, I'll have to bring some levity to this because it's not all shits and giggles. This toad species is on the verge of population collapse, mm-hmm. because so many assholes are going out there and collecting them to get this, to make this crap.
Including who's one of the people that loves it.
Oh my God. You might have heard of this this guy. He's a sportsman. He is an athlete.
He's a pugilist, one might say.
He is a fine pugilist down on the docks. It's Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson is all about licking toads, I guess, or smoking the secretions.
Seriously, but I like putting it in my mouth.
Yeah. Somebody grab this Colorado toad and get the secretions.
I have no ill will towards his family, but I'm sure I'm going to make orphans of his children.
I like this quote. He says, the toad has taught me that I'm not going to be here forever. There's an expiration date. It's like, wait, you didn't know that before licking a goddamn toad?
What's that in your mouth there? It's a piece of someone's ear.
he and Evander Holyfield apparently have a new line of edibles that are shaped like ears. It's
God, it's crazy. Love it. Just, you know?
I can't imagine what Evander Holyfield's, what he's going through in his mind.
right.
Anyways, don't do this, people. Don't go out and grab these toads because we want the toads to be around.
Mm-hmm. We want our do this again one day.
Yeah, extinction level event because we want to get high for a second.
I want to get high. So
anyways,
high.
that's what's going on. Don't do it. It's dumb. Don't do it because think of the toads. Think of the toad children.
Yeah.
And that's my rant.
Yeah, give it to a scientist, have them synthetic create it, you know?
Yeah, like you can synthetically create this, I'm sure.
Boot fucking polish and all the other stuff that people use for drugs. Good times.
Yeah, so.
You'll love it.
Man, toads.
You know, in my day.
I done told you.
Good Lord. all right, kids. Well, we are running low on stories. We've only got maybe like five more in the bank from people. These ones we came up with ourselves this week.
Yeah, don't lick toads. Do send in news stories.
Yeah. How do they do that? How do they do it?
They go to weird@hysteria51.com.
Well, they don't go there, but they do email there.
You email weird@hysteria51.com.
Yeah. Bring them stories.
And yeah, just hit us. Hit us with a barrage.
Yeah. Yep, there's you're not going to bother us by sending in too many, literally. So we would love to get more. Keep them coming. Keep them fun, interesting, whatever. And, yeah, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Meeting adjourned.